So we're holding again. We're Shabbos Kuf Chavim Beis. We're by the two dots, around 60% of the way down the page. We're up to the word Zmeira Shikshura. We said in the Mishnah that if you have a Zmeira vine that's connected to like a pitcher, to some sort of kli, then the vine is then you could draw water with it on Shabbos. Not a problem. What's the concern of it? The concern of it again is Muktza, that the vine would make it Muktza. Says the Gemara. Kshura in, like Shulay. It sounds very clear from Mishnah. It's black and white, actually, in our Mishnah, that dafke if the vine is tied to the pitcher. But if it wasn't tied, then you cannot use use the vine, if it wasn't tied, to suspend it and draw the water with the vine, that'd be a problem. Only if it's tied is it considered prepared, and I'm muxed. Let's say Mishnah's like a Mishnah meal. We're going to have the sheets of Mishnah meal multiple times today in different contexts. The Tanya. Chayri shel dekel shel gadron le'etzim. Mishnah meal is lenient in this concept when it comes to muxed. Your Mishnah meal holds if you have a bunch of wood, it's really palm branches that were plucked off the tree that typically are used for firewood. It's typically used for firewood, which is, of course, muktz on Shabbos, has no use on Shabbos. The Nimachal Melishim, and now he changed his mind, he wants to use them to sit, he wants to use this wood to sit in it. What does he have to do in order to make it considered mukha and prepared for Shabbos, not be muktz? Tzarech l'kasher. Tanakama says that what he has to do, he has to actually tie the palm branches together. By tying it together, he's showing he's doing an act. This, is, again, relates to the last conversation about what type of act you need to make something prepared to be a chair, like we have a Rebbe's Talmidim, right, for to make it, those items prepared to be a chair to sit on by the shear on Shabbos. So over here, this Tanakama is saying also you have to do some sort of act of tying the palm branches together, and that's enough. That act is required. But once you do that, it's enough to make it not muktzah. You don't even have to do that. Ain't certainly kosher. You don't have to be kosher. He holds the opinion we quoted in yesterday's share that a machshav alone is enough. He holds the intent that he's going to use it as a chair is enough, as long as he has intent before Shabbos that he's going to sit in it. That's enough to make it prepared. So the question is, why over here by the zmeira does the zmeira have to be attached to the pitcher? Why is the intent not enough? We see you need to be kosher. You need to do some sort of maisa. It's a right to the Tanakam of the Baisa. It seems to be our mission is going not like Rosh Hashanah meal. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, if you attend Rosh Hashanah meal, so you might as well have two answers. Rav Sheshes says we can even be going like Rosh Hashanah meal. Answer number one: Hachamai Skinon Bechaberes. We're talking about the vine is still attached to its father, meaning it's still attached to the ground. The vine is still attached to the ground, so when it's attached to the ground, the only way it's considered prepared is when you tie it to the pitcher. But in normal circumstances, if the vine was not attached, and you simply had intent, you're going to use it together with your client Shabbos, that already makes it prepared, and that's good enough, like a Mishnah meal. Our Mishnah's case is not a steer to a Mishnah meal. Our Mishnah's case is talking about where the vine is attached to the ground. What's the obvious question? I'm sure it's bothering some of you. How on earth could you be Mishamish with a vine that's attached to the ground? Something which is attached to the ground, right? That's a separate issue. There's a gzeira against touching things, being mishamish, things not allowed to climb trees, you're not allowed to even lean on trees, that are mechubel karka. Says the Gemara, lamata mishalish, big yisaid, that the iser of being mishtamish with something which is mechubel karka, look at, if you jump quick into Rashi quotes the Gemara, it's a braisa, actually in the end of Masechtas Erev, in the last parak, in Daf Tzadik Tes, hayishrashu gvaymana aretz gimel layeshev alayim. The whole prohibition of utilizing something which is attached to the ground is only when it's above three tuachim. Within three tuachim of the ground, the gzeira didn't apply. We're talking about a case. Remember, you're drawing water from somewhere lower down. So it could be the vine was within three tuachim of the ground, and you're using it to draw the water lower than three tuachim into a well in the ground, and therefore the fact that it's attached would not be an issue. So again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds normally you don't have to do a maisa, machshava alone is enough to prepare something to not be muktzah on Shabbos, would agree when it's attached to the ground, you need to do more of an action. Intent alone is not enough. You need to do more of a demonstration to make it not muktzah. That is Rav Sheshes' answer. Rav Ashi says no. You can talk about even a vine that's not attached, it's detached from the ground, and still, why according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would you have to tie it to the pitcher? L'chayra, normally you don't have to tie things. You don't have to do an action to make it prepared. Intent is enough to use it before Shabbos. Intent to use it before Shabbos is enough. Says Gemara, Gzeira Shema Yiktaim. There's a special Gzeira. Maybe you're going to cut it down. Meaning, since it's common that the vine, when you cut it, when you start applying it to the pitcher to use it for your strap on the pitcher, you may find it to be too long. It may not be the perfect size, and you may cut it down, which is a problem. Shabbos, what's the problem? Rashi says the problem of Makib Patish. Cutting the vine down to the right size is makavatish. You're finishing up a kli. You're fixing up a product on Shabbos, and therefore it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira. You may come to cut it. That's why in a Mishnah it has to have time before Shabbos. If it was time before Shabbos, then we know it's already prepared, and you're not going to come to do makavatish. But from a muktzah perspective, according to Rashi, that was never an issue. Again, like a shingle meal, that intent alone is enough. We don't even need to do an action. So we have two different answers. How our Mishnah, which says you need tying of the zmeira to the vessel, to the pitcher, it can still shishtim with Shimon Gamliel, who does not require tying. Either it's attached to the ground. When it's attached to the ground, Shimon is masking, you need more preparation, or it's not attached to the ground. down, but there's a special concern over here of makapatish because you may cut it down to size. Okay, now we get to the sugi. We read this quite quickly yesterday in the end of the Mishnah. Rashi is the Gemara Mefarish. So here's the Gemara to be Mefarish this sugi. Pekach halein, very very interesting Geshmak Gemara. Pekach halein is the window shutter. So we said in the Mishnah, when you want to put a window shutter into the window, so just obviously back in the day, they didn't have these basic, regular, simple window shades or curtains, or maybe they did, but that's not what they were using. They were using the shutters that we have typically more for design on our homes. They used these shutters. Actually, these shutters were actually used for closing up the window for either keeping in the temperature purposes or more likely for lighting purposes to black out light, black out the sun. Okay, so the concern over here, clearly we're going to see the Gemara, the concern of Pekach HaLein is not a concern of Muktzah like we've been dealing with the rest of this parak, we've been focused on Muktzah. The concern of Pekach HaLein is a concern of Baina. It's a concern of Baina, of Maisif Ala Binyan. You're talking about you already have a Binyan, obviously you have a house, and by filling in the hole that the window created with the shutters, you're effectively building out the house, you're finishing a Binyan. So in our Mishnah, we'll just quote Machlokes the Mishnah, and then we'll give a quick Akdama, and then we'll go through the Gemara. The Gemara will read very nicely. I think once we give our Akdama, the Gemara is going to bring three very similar cases to really explain our Mishnah. Three similar cases, our Mishnah plus two other cases. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar says, you know when you let it fill up the shutter into the window on Shabbos? Only if you have two criteria. You have to have two criteria, namely, it's got to be attached. There has to be a string attaching it to the house, number one. And number two, it's got to be hanging from the ground. It can't be resting on the ground. What's the concern? Why is, and the Chum say, no, Benkach HaBenkach is mutter. Either way, it's mutter. And our whole Gemara is going to focus on what does it mean? The Gemara said, they're about to say, Benkach HaBenkach, meaning, are they disagreeing on both points of Rabbi Elazar? It doesn't have to be attached and it doesn't have to be hanging? Or no, the maskim has to be attached to the house. Even if the attachment is long enough that it's able to rest on the ground, the drag is on the ground, that's not a problem as long as it's attached. Or they're going to argue across the board and say, you don't need anything. You don't need to be hanging in the air. You don't even need to be attached, and still it's fine. That's going to be the whole focus of the Gemara, elaborating what is the Rabbanan Shita as opposed to Rabbi Elazar. But before you get there, so let's lay down a couple of basic facts. The halacha of Baina clearly applies when one has an existing oil, and he builds something, he adds to oil in a derech keva, in a permanent fashion, kulam le'pliki, that's baina. Baina and Shabbos. Fairly simple. If I have an existing structure and I add to it, as long as I'm adding something which is permanent, that's for sure baina l'chol des. That's not a shayla. That's not a discussion between Rabbanan and Blazer. Everyone agrees. Furthermore, even if I have an oil arai, if I was to go, I have an oil, and I'm adding an oil array, I'm adding a temporary addition to my oil. It's temporary, but I'm doing it mitchil on Shabbos. I'm starting from scratch on Shabbos. That's also going to be a problem. The question is, let me say that better. Let me say I mixed it up. If I have no oil at all, and mitchil I start to build that oil, even if it's just an oil array, that's a problem on Shabbos as well. So again, to add to an existing oil in a kavudika fashion, a permanent addition, that's for sure a problem on Shabbos. That's baina. To build a temporary oil lechatchil on Shabbos, to build a mitchil on Shabbos from the beginning, a temporary oil on Shabbos, that also everyone agrees is certainly a problem of baina. The machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Chum is in a case where I have an existing oil. I have my house. I have my window in my house, and I want to stick in something. I want to be meisiv to the binyan bederech arai. That shutter's not staying there forever. It's going in and out. When I'm being meisiv bederech arai, is that considered a problem or not? That is the shayla. Meisiv bederech arai, is that a problem? Rabbi Elazar is clearly saying yes, it is an issue, and therefore I need two criteria. Let's explain how the criteria help. Criteria number one is I need to be attached to the house. By attaching it to the house, that makes like a door. Rashi says it makes like you open and close the door. So it's like put the shutter in and out. It's not. I'm not being baina. It's attached to the house. Eyes. Then what do you need? The second criteria of hanging. It needs to be hanging because if it's on the ground, it's nearer kebaina. Even though it's tak attached and therefore it's like a door. If it's hanging, it's only on the ground. It's not so noticeable that it's already considered attached. And you're just like opening and closing a door or a window by putting in a shutter. And therefore, it's like almost like a Maris Ayan type of issue. It's a gzeira. If it's not hanging from the ground, it's vaiter a problem. So again, it needs to be attached in order for that to be a problem of baina mamish. And once it's attached, really it's not baina mamish, even according to Blazer, but if it's not hanging, it's a rabbinic concern that it looks like baina. And the rabbanan say, bankach is not a problem. Either way, it's not an issue. And the question is, what do the rabbanan mean when they say, either way, are they maskim that you need it to be attached? They just hold you don't need to be hanging, or they hold you don't need to be hanging or attached, they hold spashed. A shutter is something which is very normal to open and close, and therefore you don't need to be hanging, you don't even need to be attached. That is going to be the focus of the Gemara. I'm just speaking outside quickly now. The Gemara brings two other cases. Just speak out the general case, and we'll see more in the Gemara about the rise for the case. But the Gemara is going to be a case of Nagar HaNigra. Nagar HaNigra is basically a bolt, and the bolt, you use the bolt to lock the door. And the same story, a Nigra means it's slapping on the ground, so it's connected to this door, but it's on the ground. It's Nigra on the ground. Is it a problem to lift it up and bolt it in on Shabbos or not? It's a similar conversation. conversation, is it a problem of Bainer or not? Then how prepared does it have to be in order to use it on Shabbos? And the Marzami, a third case of a Kanish Eskina Baal Bayis. Really, it's a similar idea. A Kanish Eskina Baal Bayis is a reed that the Baal Bayis was misakin to use, almost like a key, like a lock and key. A reed that's used as a lock and key. And the same exact discussion over there as well. Do you need it to be attached? Or do you need, is it sufficient if it's attached, without it hanging in the air? Or do you need to be attached and even hanging in the air? Again, the Marzami is going to bring these different various sources as rise to our discussion. So let's see it inside. Okay. So, like tomorrow. Amar Abba Amar Yechanan. Hakom Maidim, everyone agrees in our Mishnah, Shein Eisen, Ayel Arai Betchil Abiyamtiv. Everyone agrees that to make an oil, even an oil arai, even a temporary oil, but chila one cannot do on yantiv, that you're not allowed to do. Vein Shabbos. And if you can't do it on yantiv, you certainly can't do it on Shabbos. Of course, yantiv is more lenient than Shabbos. Everyone agrees you cannot make an oil arai, even a temporary oil, you can't make a mitchil on Shabbos. And you certainly can't make a yantiv. That's not even part of our machlaikis. What's the machlaikis? The machlaikis is about being maisiv. The Chayka says, can you add in a temporary fashion? Again, we pointed out, in a permanent fashion, kavua, even to add is a problem. Even to add is a problem, l'chaldeus. That's also, the Gemara didn't spell out that part for us, but that's what the Gemara takes have granted. To add derech kavua is for sure a problem also. What's our machlekes? So machlekes says, to add something derech arai. So you're adding, and it's arai. Here's the machlekes. Shabbos, Oyem, Merbos says, Eim, Eisif, Miyamdiv, you can't be Meisif, and Merbos is going, even on Yantiv, you can't be Meisif, because you can't be Meisif on Shabbos. And certainly on Shabbos, you can't be Meisif if you can't be Meisif even on Yantiv. And the Chum argue, and they say, Meisif on Shabbos, one can add on Shabbos. Vein Zerich, Leim, Merbos, and I have to tell you, if you can't on Shabbos, certainly you're allowed to add on Yantiv. Okay, that's the Machlekes. That's the Machlekes. Rabbanan allow it, and Rabbi Lezer does not allow it. The question is, how far do we take the Rabbanan? That's going to be the focus of the whole next. I'm going to go pretty quickly once we have Akdama. Either way, you can be Paikik. You're allowed to shutter the window on Shabbos. Either way. Now, what does either way mean? Either way means even as long as it's attached, even without it hanging in the air? Or does either way mean even if though it's not attached, you could put the shutter on Shabbos? Those are the two options. Says the Gemara. We're going to have, by the way, an opinion with like each option. Amar, first opinion. Amar Abba, Amar Kana, top of Kuf Chafam and Aleph, Bein Kosher, Bein Sheni Kosher, Behusha Misukin. So this opinion holds, you might need nothing. And I shouldn't say nothing. You need, from the criteria of Rabbi Lezer, the two Tanayim. Rabbi Lezer's two Tanayim is, has to be attached to the house, somehow, has to be somehow attached, and has to be hanging in the air. The Chum is saying, no, Bein Kosher, Bein Sheni Kosher. Whether it's attached or not, by definition, if it's not attached, it's certainly not hanging. If it's not attached, it's not hanging. So Rabban hold, you don't need to be hanging in the air, and you don't even need to be attached. What do they hold you need? Husha Masukin, which the Rishonim explain, Rashi top line explains, Mukhan Masma. It's a Mukhtzeh issue. Has to have been prepared that this board is useful as a shutter. Before Shabbos, you have to have already designated it, prepared it as a board to use to shutter the house on Shabbos. Without that, it's no good. So Alts Mukhtzeh, which fits very well back with that Perek, even the Rabban agree, has to be prepared, otherwise it's a Mukhtzeh issue. And in terms of Baina, if it's just a shutter, it's considered a binyan, a safa, a derech arai. And it's not metchila, no problem putting it into the window, even though it's not attached, even though it's not tied on. That is the first opinion of the Rabbanan. I'm there, Birmi. So Birmi says, not so fast. Birmi asks Rab Abba, Lemamar, let Mar say, Bein Toli, Bein Sheni Toli. Fushikosha, why is the Benkach of Benkach, why are you going so vite and making the Rabbanan make it? Doesn't have to be attached and certainly not hanging. Why don't you say the Benkach of Benkach was going on the hanging element? It doesn't have to be hanging, but it certainly does have to be attached. It does have to be attached. It doesn't have to be lifted off the ground, but it certainly still has to be attached to the wall. Why don't you say that? And he's not just asking Stam, like, why did you say this? Maybe say that. The Murray explains he has a basis for this. Lemamar, Bein Toli, Bein Sheni Toli, Vushikosher, why don't you say the cases where it already was tied on? So not it's not just Muchan, prepared. It's got to even be tied on, and it just doesn't have to be hanging off the ground. It can even be on the ground. That's the whole Machlekes Rabbanan and Belazar. But they agreed it has to be tied. And what's the reasoning why Birma is saying this? Rabbi Bechan, Rabbi Bechan, Ke Machlekes, Kan Kach Machlekes, Ben Nagar Nigger. Just like the Machlekes we have over here, in Shabbos Kuf Chavei, we have the same Machlekes. The same Machlekes is an Erevin on Daf Kuf Beis by Nagar Nigger. It's the bolt that's dragging on the ground. And then we explained. The time. We looked at the Mishnah over there. Nagar Nigger, the bolt of the door is dragging on the ground. Noilim B'Mikdash. You're allowed to lock it in the base of Mikdash. Avaleb Medina. You're allowed to lock it in the base of Mikdash, but you're not allowed to lock it in the Medina. Now, Medina always just means out to the base of Mikdash. What does it mean you're allowed to lock it? Why is the base of Mikdash more lenient? We just discussed this yesterday or 2 days ago. We had Taisvis on Kufchav Dalam Beis, where we discussed, we have a klal, Ain't Shus Mikdash. Therefore, things that Darabonim will gazer. Avada, we spoke out then. Just because we have this klal, Ain't Shus Mikdash, no Darabonim's Mikdash, doesn't mean there's no Darabonim's at all. We find cases that was what Taisvis spoken out on Kufchav Dalam, by Mukta specifically, where we are concerned, even Mikdash, about Darabonim. So we don't mean that of course the board is never Darabonim in Mikdash, but on occasion, but often we relax the Dinei Rabbanan in the Mikdash, and here's one of those cases. So this bolt, this door, that's this bolt is dragging on the ground, we're saying in the Mikdash, you could use it, no problem. We're not concerned about the issues that appears that it's muktzah or it appears to be a baina. We're not concerned about that. Whereas in the Medina, out of the Mikdash, we are concerned. We are gezer. Va'amunach, that is all, that's talking about a case where it's attached. So nagra nigger, it's attached. In the Mikdash, you could use it. In the Medina, you can't use it. This is Tanakam Meshita. Va'amunach, and the nagra that's resting on the ground completely, it's not attached. Kam v'kan aser. Tanakam says, if it's not attached, it's for sure aser. That fits very well, like Rabbi Eliezer from Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer from Mishnah that holds that it's got to be attached and hanging in the air, up in the air, in order to use it. If it's attached and resting on the ground, nigger dragging on the ground, then you can't use it according to Blazer. And that's why Ben Medini can't use it. But in the Mikdash, with the whole thing, remember, we spoke out, the whole thing is a gzera. It looks like baina. It looks like baina when it's not hanging up in the air. It looks like baina, but it's not really baina because there is attached. So in the Mikdash, you could use it. In the Medini, you can't use it. And when it's not attached, you can't use it anywhere. That fits beautiful, this first time, like Rabbi Blazer of a Mishnah. Okay. Now look at the second Shita. Mukta is not the issue here. The issue here specifically is baina. The issue here is baina. And we're saying if it's attached, then, and it's hanging, of course you can use it fully. In the Medina also, the Mishnah is speaking out, but that's clear. That's the implication. When it's nagra, when it's nigger, when it's dragging on the ground, then you can only use it in the Mikdash because of this gzeir dabana. It looks like baina, even though it's attached. In the Medina, you can't use it. But again, if it's out of the, if it's not attached, even in the Mikdash, you can't use it because that would be baina, which fits like a glove with Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. Correct. Okay. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda, who, remember, Rabbi Yechon was saying, Kamachlekes kan, kachmachas kan. Machlekes our Mishnah parallels the Machlekes there in Erevin. So based on how we interpret Rabbi Yehuda, we'll have a good interpretation for the Rabbanan by us. That's the Shitas argues on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Hamunach b'Mikdash, when it's resting on the ground in the Mikdash, that's still mutter. Vanigra Medina, and one that is dragging in the Medina is also mutter. Vitanya, just to finish up the complete circle here. Ezinagar nigger, shenaylam by Mikdash avla Medina. What is this bolt that's dragging the Yilad use the Mikdash but not in the Medina? Kosha kasher vatuli for Risha Megillaritz. It's taka attached, but it's hanging, but the bolt is still reaching the ground. It's still dragging on the ground. It's not suspended in the air. Rabita Aimer, ze af Medina mutter. That this is mutter even Medina, meaning when it's attached and it's just not hanging in the air, it's touching the ground. That's what's mutter in the Medina itself. That's what's also mutter in the Medina, not just the Mikdash. That's the case that's mutter. Ella ezish Medina. So what's the case where it's us even in Medina? Kol she'en alei kash v'lei tali. But when it's not tied and certainly not hanging, if it's not even attached to the door, then it's usher even in the Medina. Kol she'en alei kash v'lei tali. V'shem t'meniach b'karen zavis. It's not attached and it's certainly not hanging, and you leave it in the corner. And you take it on, you pick it up and put it in, and take it out after use. So to your point, Liza, from a minute ago, certainly Muktzah is vayter not, because you clearly have been using it for a bolt. You have been using it for a bolt, but it's not attached at all. And if it's not attached at all, then we're saying that's a problem, even according to Yehuda, that's a problem to use in the Medina. From Rabbi Shua Bar Abba Mishmeda Ula, Man Tana Nagar Nigger, who's the author of Nagar Nigger? Rablazi is the author of Nagar HaNigger, meaning the Tanakama that's Machmer by Nagar HaNigger. This part of the Chari, we already just quoted from Yechanon, that Amachlekes parallels that Amachlekes. So this seems to be just an additional proof to this concept that the Machlekes is a parallel, because you could say it's just Stam, three different Tanayim. Why don't be Miraya from a third Tana to our Machlekes? But we're paralleling our Machlekes, the Machlekes over there in Erevin. We're saying very clear in Erevin, the Tanakam holds, you need, like Rabbi Lazar by us, same sheet, you need both Tanayim, you need it to be attached and hanging and suspended in the air. Not just good enough to be attached, because if it's not suspended in the air, Midra Bana looks like you're doing some sort of Baina. If it's attached, it takes away the issue of Baina. But if it's on the ground and you're lifting it up, even though it's attached, it looks like Baina. And Rabbi Huda sheet over there is that no, as long as it's attached, it's okay. Even if it's touching the ground, as long as it's attached to the door, even if it's not suspended in the air, that's fine. We're not worried about the gezerah, not just the Mikdash, even the Medina, not worried about the gezerah. But even Rabbi Huda in this Mishnah agrees if it's not attached at all, that's going to be a problem. So now that is the completion of Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question. Ask Rabbi Yirmiyahu to Rabbi Abba, why are you saying in our Mishnah, Rabbanan say benkach benkach? It's not a problem. And you're learning for the Benkach Benkach that it means it's not an issue, even if it's not suspended, even if it's not attached at all, it's not an issue. The Rabbanan are not makbid on the shutter being attached, as long as it's mesukan, as long as it's mukhan, as long as there's no muktzah issue, you could put it in and out on Shabbos, doesn't have to be attached. Even the makel over here in Erevin, which parallels our Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, who would be the Rabbanan, seems to say it has to be attached. That is Rabbi Yirmiyahu's kasha on Rabbi Abba. Amar Leish, Rabbi is back. I interpret. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu clearly wants to learn the Rabbanan that it would have to be attached, it just doesn't have to be hanging. And Rabbi Abba is saying, no, it doesn't have to be attached either. So Rabbi Abba says, and here's my source, because I go like this other Machlekes Tanaim. I have this other Machlekes Tanaim, the Tanya Munt, the Braisa. This is a Braisa, Tesefta, actually, in the 15th parak of Shabbos. It's Tesefta, says this Braisa, Kanash is kinu balbayis, liyais peseach v'nayabai. A kana, a rod, that the balbayis prepared in order to lock and unlock a door. So it's like almost like a key. Bezmacha kashu v'tolah pesach, when it's attached, and suspended in the doorway, pesach v'nabay, then he could open and close, use this to lock the door. Ain't kashuv to abay if it's not attached and hanging. Ain't pesach v'nabay. You can't use it to lock and unlock the door. Rav Shimon mil aimer misukin. As long as it was prepared for this, afal pi she'ain kashuv black and white, like Rav Abba's interpretation. Even if it wasn't attached at all, like kashuv, it's not attached. Forget, but suspended in the ear. It's not even attached, and still it's okay as long as it was prepared. So says Rav Abba, I hold that the rabban of our mission is who is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, it's actually very geschmack now. In our last Gemara that we started off with the Zmeira, the most very bothered that has the Zmeira case where you're wrapping the vine around the kli and you're saying it has to be tied. If it's not tied, it doesn't work. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that normally it doesn't have to be tied. Is our mission not like Rav Shimon Gamliel? And we answered, no, it could be even Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's more geschmack now because Abba's learning the next line of the Mishnah of Shudders, who the Chum and the Argon on our Lazar, Vaita to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So it's very geschmack that we were makbid to make the last Gemara stim with Rav Shimon Gamliel. But either way, Rav Abba is saying that the Rabban of our mission is Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore Benkach means that it does not have to be attached at all. Forget about suspended in the air. It doesn't even have to be attached at all, and still it's okay. It's not a problem. And what's the idea? The idea is because as long as you prepare it before Shabbos to put it in and out, not a problem. It's a temporary addition to a It's an arai to a binyan that already exists. So if it already exists and it's a temporary addition, it's not an issue. That is the sheet of the chamim, and it only needs to be muchan, doesn't need to be attached at all. That is Reb Abba's explanation of the Rabbanan, not like Reb Yirmiyah. Before we go back to see a related psak, where we're going to see the Amir that does pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, pass like the Rabbanan. Just a quick point of machlekes, big point of contention between Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya. I mean, it's a nuance, but it does relate ultimately to Halacha Lamaisa. Rashi learns, we're talking specifically about a roof. This whole idea of adding to binyan in general. In general, in the main discussion of adding to a binyan, of a binyan b'derech arai, adding a hisafas binyan b'derech arai, that's an issue, would be dafka by a roof, by a wall or a mechitza. When it's a safa of arai, it typically would not be an issue. That's Rashi's explanation. It could be about arsuga. I mean, it could be talking about gezeiras, drabbanan issues, but real bina wouldn't exist unless it's talking about a proper roof. Taisa says, what do you mean? We have by the halachas of sukkah, there's discussion about adding a wall to make a sukkah kasher, adding a third wall, the third wall to make the sukkah kasher, and over there we say that it's a problem. To add to the wall, even there, all right, it's only 7-8 days. You're not doing it for the whole point is same Adir's keva, then going to Adir's, all right. And still we're saying it is a problem to make that wall on Sukkah. So obviously a wall, mechitza, not just a roof, all right, is a full-fledged problem. Tais says, but Tais actually, we know once you have three walls to add a fourth wall, which is not necessarily luckily, that's not such an issue. And the fourth wall is not an issue. What's the difference? Tais says that there must be a wall for privacy purposes, a wall for sneas is not a problem. Taka, a wall that's just being built, derech arai, for privacy person is definitely not a baina, is certainly not a baina deraisa, certainly not a problem of baina. Only a wall that is there to make halach nafkamina, such as a wall for the third wall for the sukkah, to make it kosher, that would be a concern. That's a discussion, Rashi and Tesis, where it plays out very practical. Shukhanach, first of all, was like Tesis, that this idea that a wall that's having halach ramifications, that's problematic. A wall that doesn't have halach ramifications, that's fine. If it's just there for privacy purposes, a temporary wall for privacy purposes, okay. And again, a very basic nafkamina is, according to this, if a person's like in an area where he's sleeping and it doesn't have that much privacy and he wants to put up like a temporary sheet or something to create some sort of privacy, some semblance of privacy, it wouldn't be a problem. It's arai and it's a wall. It's not part of the roof and it's just being done for privacy purposes, not for halacha purposes. Therefore, it's permissible. Where is the nafkamina la halacha? This is very interesting. There's a case of halacha, which is halacha of snias, of privacy. What's that? Like having tashmish. If a person's not supposed to have tashmish, or an air. If there's light in the room, there's not supposed to be, if there's a direct light in that room, if there's light coming from another room, then it's okay. But if there's a direct light in that room, a lamp or light that's in the room it's on, it's a problem. Similarly, a person that's supposed to attach to the room in a svarim. He has to attach to the svarim in the room. So what could he do? He may want to create a temporary wall to block off the light or block off to separate from the svarim in order to be matir in tashmish. So interesting, the Rama brings, you can't do it. Why? Because that's considered like a halachic wall. You need the wall to create a separation in order to be matir, and therefore it's a halachic wall, and therefore it's a problem. Interesting, even though it's a tzniistic idea, it's still a halachic tzniist, and therefore it's going to be a problem. As with the Rama, the big problem with this Rama is a befeirish gemara in Beitza, which describes that in Mamish's case where there's a light in the room and they won't have Tashmish, where it describes an Eitza. You know what an Eitza is? Put up a temporary wall. That's an Eitza. That's an Eitza. What do you mean? Rama just said you can't. What's the difference between the Rama and that Gemara and Beitza? Big discussion that Achrayim had to shtim those two things. But that's where it comes out on Afkin Lach Lamaisa. On a basic level, Rama is saying that one is not allowed to build even a temporary wall to create a chatzitza between itself and the lamp. Again, Lamaisa, we clearly have this Gemara and Beitza. It seems to be not like that. So we have to reconcile what the Rama, maybe limit the scope of what the Rama is answering, or the Rama holds not pasuk like Gemara, because the Gemara they clearly say it is okay to put up a temporary wall for tznius purposes in order to be matir tashmish. Okay, back to Gemara. Amar Vida for Bashilas. Amar Rav Asi Amar Beicharan. Halacha Shugamil. Halacha is the kula like a Shugamil that in order to use these shutters, it need not be attached to the wall. Certainly doesn't have to be hanging in the air as long as it was prepared before Shabbos. That is sufficient. In fact, Amar Mi'amar Beicharachi. Rav Beicharan may say this. Aye, the Gemara is bothered. Rav Beicharan is passing like Rav Shimon Gamil, who's being very makel legabe what's considered mutter on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara question, but Rav Tami looked at the Mishnah. Kol kisu kelim sheish ben mesachiza. All kisu kelim. This is the Mishnah which is coming up in to eight lines. All kisu kelim that have a handle. We referenced this Mishnah yesterday as well. If they have a handle, nital b'Shabbos. They can be taken on Shabbos. Amar Avudah Mashiel Amar Fasi Amar Beicharan. Who sheish teres kelim. All kelim that have a handle can be moved on Shabbos. And Rav Yehuda Bar Shila said name Rasi in the name of Rav Beicharan. That's the author of this pasuk. Let me show you a meal. Who sheish teres kelim. The rule only applies if the kli has to have a teres kli. If it has a teres kli, then you can use these. These covers for kalim are okay even without a handle. But if it doesn't have teres kli, then it's a problem of muktzah. Now we're bothered. If you remember, we just said when we started off today. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held that by the chariya shadekel by the palm branches, machshava alone is enough. You don't have to do an act or do something to make it chashav a kli. Machshava alone is enough. Chita mecharami take a teres kli. Maybe you'll say that you need to have teres kli. You'll tell me that you need to have teres kli over here too. You're asking me that how could Rabbi Yechon pasuk shigamil that by this door, by this rod of the door, the cut of the door is considered mutter on Shabbos, even if it's not attached and it's not a problem. Has to have a teres kli. Should be a problem muktzah. And maybe tell me. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees you need to have teres kli, and that's the case where this rod has a teres kli. Chitei Macharami, take a teres kli alav, umi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel teres kli, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself doesn't need teres kli, we just spoke out. Hatanya, we learned earlier today in the Braisa, Eitzim, Chareish Dekel, Shagadon L'Shem Eitzim, if you have these palm branches that you originally plucked off the tree for wood, for firewood. The Nimachalem Yeshiva, you change your mind to use of Yeshiva, Tzarech Likshir, Tanakam, you have to tie it, you have to do an act to make it consider Mukhan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ain't Tzarech Likshir, you need not tie, you don't have to do an act, it's sufficient just in your mind designating it. So to buy the Kana, it's Pasha that according to Meal. It's sufficient in your mind designating the kana in your mind as the bolt for the door. That's good enough, and you don't have to do an act to make a mucham by yom. You don't have to do some sort of act. Whereas Rabbi Yechon holds, Rabbi Yechon is one who says, when you want to move the covers of different kalim, you have to give it a teres kli. You have to do something to make it a kli. Otherwise, it's considered mukta. So Rabbi Yechon clearly seems to be passing naik of shingam meal. Answers the Gemara are very obvious terrors. It's two separate types of psakim. The psak, and I'm sure it's bothering some of you, the psak that got me the kana in the door, the issue we spoke when we started this whole conversation of pkak, about the shutter in the window. The whole issue over there is the issue of baina. We're focused on baina. The got me baina, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that it doesn't have to be attached, it doesn't have to be hanging, certainly not hanging, not even attached, and it's not an issue of baina because it's a temporary putting in and out, and he holds there's no problem with baina on a temporary fashion in putting something in and out of a window or in and out of a door on Shabbos, no issue. Muktza? Maybe, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't have to be prepared either. Just intent in your mind is called prepared, and that's enough. And according to Rav Yechon over there, it has to be more prepared. Maybe Rav Yechon does not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lekabi Mukta, but he does pass like Mike and Lekabi this din of Baina. Why is one Akash and the other? Rav Yechon just say, pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we ask, how can pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel? The rod is not prepared. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't have to be prepared. You're right. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it does not have to be prepared. According to Rav Yechon, it does have to be prepared. But whether or not the rod has to be prepared is not relevant to Machlekes Lekabi Baina. Says Gemara, Rav Yechon Tzvi Lekavasi Bechada, Upalgava Bechada. Simple answer, Rav Yechon agrees to Rav Shimon Gamliel in one respect. And he argues on the respect. He agrees to him, the guy with the din of Baina, that it's not a concern of Baina putting the rod in and out of the door. And he disagrees with him with regards to the din of. With regards to the din of muktzah, was called prepared for Shabbos? How much preparation you need to make something not muktzah? Darsha b'tzikav nafcha a pisle reish gelusa. B'tzikav nafcha gave darsha at the doorway of the reish gelusa. Halacha b'lazer. Halacha like b'lazer, who's makvid that a shutter can only be used in the window if it's attached and if it's hanging in the air. You need both criteria. Again, just chaz over quickly. Attached is in order to make it that it's not considered baina heels. If it's not attached, it'll be considered an act of baina. And suspended is take away the gzeira that it looks like baina because if it would be on the ground, it wouldn't be noticeable that it was attached. Okay, masrav amam. From this Mishnah, we learn from their words. This is a Mishnah coming up right towards the end of the Masechta on Daf Kufnun Zayin, where it says we learn from their words that you could paken umaydim v'kashu Shabbos, that you can shutter, measure, and tie on Shabbos. The Mishnah seems to be saying very clearly that it wasn't attached, and you still had a lechatchila attach it and shutter the window on Shabbos itself. Seems like this Mishnah later on in the Masechta Kufnun Zayin does not pasken like Rav Eliezer. What are you asking with this question? What are you asking by quoting a Mishnah later on? We're saying that we pasken like not like that Mishnah passed like Rabbi Elazar. Mishnah Diktani Stama, because that Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and therefore you bother. How are you saying you passed like Rabbi Elazar when there's a Stam Mishnah later going not Rabbi Elazar, going like the Chachamim? Nagar Nigger Nami Stama. Go back to Nagar Nigger. Remember the Raya we brought in Shitas Chachamim. Right, we brought a raya from Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Huda was the way we're trying to explain the Rabbanan, and that Rabbi Huda held has to be at least attached, just doesn't have to be hanging. That's by the bolt that was the middle case, the middle proof that we brought. So the bolt that was in the, that was dragging on the ground. So Rabbi Huda held that it has to be attached, but it doesn't have to be hanging. It could be on the ground itself. But the Tanakama over there held Tanakama is stama. There's no name, and it's Tanakama. We said he held has to be both attached and hanging. So instead of bringing me a raya from the stam Tana, for the Stam Mishnah of Kufnun Zayin and Shabbos, bring a raya from, I think it was Daf Kufnun in I don't know if that's that far, Kuf Beis, sorry, Daf Kuf Beis in Erevin by Nagar Nigger, where the Stam Tana holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, says Gemara Mishnah Tani Stama, your issue is, because it says Stam in Kufnun Zayin, Nagar Nigger Nami Stami, Nagar Nigger is also Stama, and therefore, don't beam me a question, says Gemara Vafil Hachi Maisir Rav. But in the Mais, the question is a good question. The Gemara says, it is a good challenge. Why? Because Kufnun Zayin, this we've spoken down in the past, Kufnun Zayin isn't just a psak. It's a Maisa. It's a Maisa with the saying that in practice, they did this. Whenever you're quoting something that happened in practice, that is a stronger raya than a verbal halacha issued as a matter of information, as a matter of fact, versus a Maisa Rav. A Maisa that was actually being done in practice is always considered more of a raya, and therefore, the raya for Kufnun Zayin is taka stronger raya. It's a little bit of akasha on this psak. We're passing the halacha Zakar Belazar. We see that the Maisa Shaya in Kufnun Zayin is not Kabbalah. Zak the Mishnah, Koki Sekalim, Sheshlam Besachiza, all covers of Kalim that have a handle, Natal Meshabbos, can be moved to the Shabbos, Amar Beis, Amar Murim. When do we say this? Kisa Karkoyas. When do we say that it needs a handle? It's Davka Kisa Karkoyas. A Kisa of something which is on the ground. And the simple idea, it's very, very, very simple, Chilik, because if you have a, it's not a Kli, if you have a hole in the ground, and you have a cover covering that hole, so when you take it on and off, it could appear to be, and more than an issue of Muktzah, it could appear to be like an issue of Baina. You're opening it up, and you're digging, and you're covering. So it looks like Baina. And therefore, having a hand on the Kli, eliminates the issue of the baina element. That's why you need a handle. But that's tafka weird when it's a kisa of the karkoyas. Av a kisa kalem, regular kisa of kalem. Benkach benkach nitzal mishabes. Again, we have the shrach of benkach benkach. But over here, it's not going to be a question what benkach means. He says you don't need a handle. Here it's very clear. Regular kalem covers do not need a handle. They do not need a handle at all. The only time Rav Yossi is saying he holds you need a handle on the cover in order to make it consider not muktzah is what kli that goes that's covering a hole in the ground. Tanakama seems to be saying no. All kalem, even kalem that are above the ground, even kalem. Require, in order for the cover not to be muksa, require a handle, but the Amar is going to qualify the machlekes right away. Amar Rabbi Yudam Rashila, Amar Basi Rabbi Echanan, who she is to turn to Kliyalim. There was this that was saying that you're allowed to move the kalim in the mission, the cover, sorry, of the kalim is only if it's a teres kli, meaning it could be used for other functions other than covering the kli. So it has as a shame kli, and therefore it's considered not muktzah. But if it has no other function, then perhaps it would be muktzah. The Mar explains. The Mar elaborates now what's going on over here. The kulei alma, everyone agrees. Kisa kakayis imeshlam beisachiza in ilele. Everyone agrees. Even Rabbi Yosi agrees. The Tanakam, Rabbi Yosi is the more lenient one. Benkach, it's okay. Rabbi Yosi holds that when it comes to a cover of the ground, a hole in the ground, a cover of a kli that's in the ground, and I shouldn't say kli, that's the next case, a cover of a hole in the ground, that needs a handle, according to Napi Muksa, even according to Biasi, and certainly according to Tanakama. That's not a machlokes. Furthermore, Kisa Kalim, now we're limiting what we thought was the scope of the Tanakama. Kisa Kalim, a cover of regular Kalim, a regular cover to a regular Kli, that's cool, everybody has a usage, it's a cover of a Kli. And even without a handle, that's also not Muksa. So where's machlokes then? The machlokes is me two examples of this, but Kalim that are attached to the ground. Kalim that are themselves attached to the ground, do we treat it like the ground, and the ground, everyone agrees, needs a Beis Achiza on the cover? Or do we say it's mice that's a kli in the ground, and therefore it doesn't need a besachiza? So again, everyone agrees a cover of regular kli, the cover itself is not muktzah, it's considered useful as usage, it doesn't need a handle, and it's still not going to be muktzah. Everyone agrees a cover of a hole in the ground requires a handle, otherwise it's a problem, it's a muktzah. Again, it can relate to the bain issue, but it's a problem muktzah without the cover, without the handle on the cover. Where's the machlekes? A kli that's attached to the ground, marsavikazrinan, on a kli attached to the ground, there's a machlekes whether we're geyser onto the case of the ground, and therefore we require a handle, that's tanakama, or we're not geyser, that's rabbeisi, he says, bengach, bengach, a kli, even though it's attached to the ground, I should say, but once it's a kli, it does not need a handle on the cover. That's a basic shita. So the machlekes is very limited in scope. Where it is, it's specifically about kalim attached to the ground, or simply lishna achmin, another lashim, but the same idea. Ki pligi b'kisi taner. Mar medamila l'kisi karka, mar medamila l'kisi kalim. We're talking about a taner. A taner typically is affixed to the ground. A taner which is fixed to the ground, we actually had an interesting machlekes about this just the other day, whether being affixed to the ground makes it more of a reason to be kabbal tumma, or less of a reason to be kabbal tumma. That was the machlekes of Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan elsewhere in kalim. But okay, but the point is, l'gabi being attached to the ground, this tanner, do we treat it as a kli? It certainly would not need a handle on the cover in order to make an amukta. But since it's attached to the ground, maybe we'll gazer and we say since it's attached to the ground, it's like the kisui of the ground, and it needs a handle. That's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yossi argues and says it doesn't need it because the mice it's a kli. It's not mamish the ground. It doesn't need the handle, the cover. It's still not going to be mukza. Hadrinah called Kela Mazatov. Starting the 18th parak chai. It's a short parak, but very, very relevant parak. This parak deals with that concept of tircha, of doing too much labor on jobs. So let's quickly start the Mishnah first. Gemara says the Mishnah, Mefanen arba v'chamish kupas tam v'shatfua. You can go to the storage house and clear away 4 or 5 boxes of straw grain. If you need it in order for the guests, or maybe bit the, if you need it, for a purpose, right? You need it because you have guests coming, or you need a seat to talmidim for a shir. So then you let him move 4 or 5. The more writers and ask, what's 4 or 5? Are you allowed to move 4 or 5? Which one is it? Is it 4 or 5? Okay. But you're allowed to move 4 or 5 boxes when there's a purpose on Shabbos. What will be the concern? The concern is Tircha Yisera. The concern is Tircha Yisera. They also obviously will be concerned if it wasn't prepared before Shabbos, if it wasn't meant to go into there, if it's not a place, if it's a storage house, you're not meant to go into. Of course, you have the concern of the last parak, namely Muktzah. It may be Muktzah. But besides from Muktzah, there's also a concern of Tircha, which is again the focus that we're, of the main focus of this Mishnah. Avlesa Eitzer. But one cannot go into the Eitzer. Again, that's the idea of, again, of Muktzah. Going into the Eitzer is totally unprepared, and therefore you have a Muktzah issue. We know if you take 10% of the levy, 10% of that has to go to the kayan. That's called maiserishin. That nitla trumasa, the truma is already taken, so it's no longer tevel. Maisersheni and hektish that were redeemed. Again, all these things are permissible to eat, to use on Shabbos, and that's whether you're allowed to be mefani, you're allowed to move it. Otherwise, if it's not permissible to use on Shabbos because it's still tevel, then it'll be problematic. You're not even allowed to fix it on Shabbos. But trumas of yavish, dry termius, meishu machleizim. Because it's, even though it's not food for people, it's at least food for, it's type of bean. It's food for, it's fodder for the goats. Avolei tevel, but you cannot move clear away tevel. Lo ma'aserishin, it's from Moshe. You can't move tevel or ma'aserishin, which you took ma'aser, but you didn't take the trumas ma'aser, so it's still a gather of tevel. It's not permissible to eat. Vlei ma'aser sheni v'ektish l'iftu, ma'aser sheni, which you're supposed to take your shlayim and wasn't redeemed yet, so you can't eat it where it is. Or hektish again that wasn't redeemed, you can't eat it. It's hektish. Vlei as a luf vlei sa achardel, nor could you move luf. It's against a type of bean which you can't even feed raw even to animals. This you can't even get, before we were able to give the raw bean to the goats, this you can't even give to the animals raw. Vlez chardol, nor mustard. Again, mustard also, you can't eat the mustard seed souls. It has to be ground. And of course, you're not allowed to grind on Shabbos. Therefore, these items are muktzah. Rishim gomil ain't matir b'luf. Rishim gomil is matir b'luf. Meshu machal ervin. Because it is food for ravens. Chavila kash, bundles of straw, of hay. Chavila eitzim, bundles of twigs. Chavila zradim, bundles of reeds, soft reeds. And meskil lamach b'ema metatlan esayin. If one set them aside, if he set aside for machal b'ema, he can move it. Whereas imlav imatad nesef, yeah, didn't set aside, I can't move it. So again, maybe I misspoke. I said the main focus of the Mishnah is tircha. The main focus, again, this whole second half of the Mishnah is focused more on muktzah, whether it's prepared or not. But the point is, these things, as long as they're prepared, then you're allowed to move it because you're allowed to move it to feed the animals. However, if they're not prepared, then you cannot move it. Says the Gemara, just a basic question: chash tchamish mefanen arba mebayi. If you're allowed to move 5 bushels, you got to tell me 5 boxes. You got to tell me. You can tell me why are you telling me you're allowed to move 4. Just say you're allowed to move. Even you're allowed to move 5 boxes. Amrav chizda. Arba mechamesh. We were saying as follows. Arba mechamesh, mechamesh b'etz gadol. Very interesting. Because it says, the number is very specific. You can't clear out the entire store, the entire place where you're storing these items. So if you have 5 there, you can only take 4. You gotta leave the 5th. You can't take all 5. That's one agdara. And number 2 is, you know what your total is? 5. Ironically enough, let's say you have 20 there. You have 20 boxes, you're still limited to 5. The most you can take is 5. More than that's considered an issue of tircha yisera on Shabbos. And even without that, even within 5, you're only allowed to take 5 if there's more than 5 there. If there's only 5 in total, you're only allowed to take 4. You cannot completely empty out this place of storage. It says more, my avalesa eitzer. When it says the Mishnah Avleis Eitzer, what does that mean? Not the Eitzer. Shleyaschal by Tzitzchila. It means we're talking about the same Eitzer, but you can't take for the first time from this Eitzer. I mean, if you have a storage house that you haven't been using yet, it's been fully stored, to go and start taking on Shabbos the first time, that you can't do, because that's an issue of Muktzah. Has to be you've already been taking from this Eitzer. Now, how much can you take? Either 4 boxes, if there's only 5, you can take 4 out of the 5, or if there's 5 or more, if there's more than 5, you can take up to 5. Umani, who's the author of this Mishnah, obviously, according to Rav Chizda, who's worried about the Eitzer being Muktzah. Rav Yehuda, he does say Muktzah. Rav Yehuda, who holds a Muktzah. Again, Rav Shimon argues, says, less than Muktzah. But even because Rav Shimon says, less than Muktzah, we say, it means he doesn't have the same level of Muktzah. Bavadi agrees to an extent, the Muktzah, not the same level of Muktzah. Let's just see the next sheet, Shmuel argues, and we'll pick up the rest later this afternoon, Mr. Shem. Shmuel, Amar, Arba V'chamesh. Shmuel says, no. The Mishnah means Arba V'chamesh. Why? That's what people speak. People say Arba V'chamesh. That's how people talk. It's a normal way of speaking. It's Lashbe Adam. And therefore, 4 comes out, they can take even more than 4 or 5. It's not 4, even 4 or 5. 6 or 7 is also mutter. There's no limit. My avalis eitzer was milayis eitzer. Leis eitzer means he agrees you shouldn't finish out the eitzer in its entirety. And what's the issue? Because figuring cleaning out the eitzer in its entirety creates a separate issue of what? You'll see the floor. And you know what happens when you see a floor? When you see a floor that you haven't seen in a while, you may notice the floor is uneven and you may come to smooth out the floor, which is a malach of baina. But according to this opinion, you're not only are you allowed to take as many as you want, you're also allowed to start the chatchila. You don't have to worry, we're not concerned about the muktzah issue. Umani, Rav Shimon, the last day muktzah. Who's the author according to Shmuel? Rav Shmuel says our mission is Rav Shimon, and muktzah is not a concern. According to Rav Chizda, the mission is Rav muktzah is a concern. But we have two other fundamental machlekesin between Rav Chizda and Shmuel's mahalach. Two machlekesin. One machlekesin is, we have two machlekesin, one is actually related to this. One is, can you start on Shabbos or not? According to Rav Chizda, you cannot start on Shabbos, according to our mission, because we're going to Rav Yehuda, and starting for this eitzah on Shabbos is a problem muktzah. According to Shmuel, going up Shimon and starting the chila is okay. And the second is there a real limit of 4 or 5? According to Chizda, there's a limit for sure of 5. And even 4, if you only have 5, you can't empty it out. Because, again, you can't reveal the floor, you can't empty it out. Rav Chizda has the same logic, you can't empty it out totally. And according to Shmuel's Malach, there is no limit to how many you can take out. 4 or 5 is Lashon Bnei Adam. The only limit is, don't reveal the floor because of a separate concern that you may come to be Ashvi Gumes. Please send in your opinions, whether you'd like to share Matzah Shabbos tomorrow night or 5 o'clock. And it seems like for now it's going to be 5, but if anyone doesn't want or didn't want to voice their opinions publicly, please send it to me privately.